Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Cecilia D'Anastasio. San Mateo-based Roblox is rolling out more tools to help protect kids on its platform. So, Cecilia, why bring this out now?
Sure. Roblox has never been more popular or had more cultural currency. It has 85 million daily active users, and it's also increasing its advertising push on the platform, including with deals with companies like Chipotle. At the same time, there's been record scrutiny against child safety on the platform. Bloomberg Businessweek, our publication last year, published a report describing how adults have met and groomed children they've met over Roblox. And so these factors combined, we believe, has led to more pushes for safety there.
So what are the new tools like?
You know, there are a lot. Today, Roblox announced more controls for parents who want to monitor kids' activity on the platform. So, for example, parents are able to see what games their children are playing, as well as block them from games they don't want their children to have access to, or even block their children from communicating with people they've met and have added to their friends list. But that's not all. I mean, last year, Roblox implemented more than 40 updates to its safety products. The company even banned children under 13 from what it calls social hangouts, where they can talk to strangers.
Well, that all sounds good. So how hard is it for Roblox to staff or police what's going on?
You know, it's very difficult. It's like whack-a-mole because, I mean, for one, children can simply lie about their age. A 13-year-old can say they're 18 and gain access to certain tools. And also, you know, it's difficult for a company to really understand whether an adult is grooming a child or just communicating with a stranger. Sometimes adults will even move children they meet on Roblox to other platforms like Instagram or like Discord to have these illicit conversations where Roblox obviously can't monitor what's going on. We spoke with Roblox employees anonymously who, for fear of repercussions, didn't speak with us on the record, who told us that, you know, policing the platform is an enormous challenge. There are so many users. They're communicating through text, through voice, through images. But, you know, Roblox is implementing more and more tools to try and make it easier on their moderators.
Is it possible for, if a kid gets contacted by a new person, that a parent has to be able to okay that first?
Yeah, so Roblox has implemented some controls for parents to be able to monitor their children's accounts. But, you know, parents have to obviously create accounts and figure out how to use the platform. I know that while you might say, like, hey, kids as young as 5 might be able to do this, like, it is a little bit difficult for some adults to get a handle on the platform, even though Roblox definitely recommends parents getting involved.
Okay, and is the company using AI, or in what way are they using it to help protect the kids?
Video game companies are increasingly using AI to help moderate their platforms. You can imagine that with 85 million users, you know, you can't have 85 million moderators going in through all of their messages, including public conversations in public games and private conversations through direct messages. So Roblox uses AI partially to scan text for bad words or adjustments that, you know, kids or teens might make to bad words to try and get them through more simple sensors. Roblox is also using AI to just help monitors like sort through or moderators sort through their workflow, and just generally assist in keeping the platform safe.
Cecilia, thanks for the reporting. That is Cecilia D'Anastasio. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays. That's at 8 a.m.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.